This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Below zero, feel below 50 degrees below zero, but by later today, a bit of a warming trend, if you can call it that, will start to take hold. However, the Arctic blast is now affecting the Northeast and the Mid-Atlantic. The cold weather is blamed now for at least a dozen deaths. The Federal Reserve leaving interest rates unchanged after a policy meeting yesterday, and the Fed Chief Jerome Powell says the economy will still be growing this year.
At a solid pace in 2019, although likely slower than the very strong pace of 2018.
And saying inflation remains in check. And this is USA Radio News.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Visit Pennzoil.com/rebate to save on Pennzoil Synthetics. Terms apply.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
The driver of an 18-wheeler who was allegedly driving recklessly on Interstate 10 in Mississippi ends up holding police at bay with a machete in his hand. The Mississippi Highway Patrol Master Sergeant Chase Elkins telling NBC News,
"He had black blinds that covered all the windows, so it was difficult for us to see him inside the truck."
But after the several-hour standoff, 33-year-old Michael Mack of Baton Rouge eventually surrendered to authorities. Finally, speaking about the officiating controversy in the NFC Championship game, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says in his State of the League address yesterday that he's hoping to prevent a similar situation in the future. However, he says that officiating will never be perfect because of the human element. He spoke, of course, in advance of Sunday's Super Bowl game in Atlanta, saying in general, the NFL is in really good shape right now. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Kentucky's Republican governor is taking some heat for something he said about the cold. Governor Matt Bevin saying when he said earlier this week that America is going soft for closing schools due to cold weather, well, it was taken out of context by the media.
What you're quoting is two ends of a sentence, the middle of which I said, certainly we need to err on the side of safety.
He spoke on Fox News. Many of Kentucky's schools did close yesterday, and many will be closed again today because of that frigid weather. A jury is awarding Senator Rand Paul more than $580,000 after he's attacked by his neighbor. The Kentucky Republican was tackled by Rene Boucher in November 2017 as Paul was simply mowing his lawn. He suffered 6 broken ribs and 3 fractures. There were complications during his recovery as well. The jury awarding Paul $375,000 in punitive damages and $200,000 for pain and suffering and nearly $8,000 in additional medical expenses. Boucher pleaded guilty in March to assaulting a member of Congress and was also given 30 days in prison. And in South Florida, police and the FBI are looking into a tunnel that was discovered yesterday that appears to lead into a bank. Police also found muddy boots, a homemade ladder, a stool, and digging tools in that tunnel. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, how you doing? Trying to stay warm. I understand this polar vortex continues here. Well, I'll tell you, the frightful weather, unbelievable, already being reported. At least a dozen people have perished as a result of this cold weather. Thank God that this too shall pass. Stay warm, be safe, and hey, we'll do the best we can to keep you informed with everything that's going on in your world. John Milkovich is going to be joining us hopefully here in a few minutes. Hopefully he's not frozen to his telephone and he's unable to answer here. John, of course, we just so appreciate all the work that he has done. His book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order. He's been with us on the air with us many times to talk about his book and to talk about Robert Mueller. I mean, there's so much that we don't know. We don't know him as well as William Barr, who calls him Bob. But we hear often, you know, from the establishment that he is this stellar individual. But when you read this book about Robert Mueller and the errand boy for the New World Order, it is it's quite disturbing, to say the least. John is an attorney. He's a Democratic state senator in Louisiana and author of this new book. And so it causes you to draw pause, if nothing else, and, you know, wonder what's going on here. Why is Mueller, you know, in the middle of, you know, things like the Whitey Bulger case, in Boston, you know, the obstruction that took place there, participated in 9/11 and getting the families of Osama bin Laden and Saudi Arabia families out of the United States on one of the first planes to get out after 9/11. Pan Am 103. You see Bob Mueller involved in that. I mean, it's there's a lot of smoke there, and as you drill deep into it, it looks like a duck and talks like a duck. It gives you some concern. Anyway, we were, I think, relieved a bit to hear from Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker this week that that he has received a report, you know, kind of a summary report on what Robert Mueller is saying. I think there were a couple things that come out of this, and I think that Matt Whitaker was cautious with what he shared. But I took note of one thing, and it seemed to be that he was, he was cautious that what he covered what he said in terms of what he stated earlier. He said, "Well, I didn't have the information that I have now." So there obviously is, you know, some information. I mean, after $30 million worth of work plus, I'm sure that, the special prosecution is going to bring some things to light that need to be considered. Now, Democrats at this point, and Nancy Pelosi has done everything she can to tamp down the whole idea of, a possibility of, impeachment and that sort of thing, taking that off the table for just a moment and just waiting. because she's got, you know, she's got senators, she's got congressmen in her, you know, on her side, in her party, that are chomping at the bit to impeach this president. They are convinced that the standard for impeachment has been reached, even without the information from, you know, the final information from Robert Mueller. So, okay, what do they know? Has stuff been leaked already? What is going on? Or is this still all part and parcel of the Trump derangement syndrome that has been taking place and has captured our country? And it's really hijacked, you know, all aspects of our country, including our economy. I've maintained that you imagine, you know, with the economy as well as it did last year, how much better could it have been have done if we weren't having to trip over at every turn all this Russian collusion stuff? And gosh, I really, you know, for the sake of the Democrats and those that have impeded, you know, the process here in America, I guess you just hope that there, you know, for any kind of credibility's sake, that there would be something there. But so far, again, we don't know what we don't know, and we'll have to wait and see. But as I said, I thought it was interesting that that was one of the statements that was part of what Matt Whitaker had to say the other day, in saying that it looks like this is wrapping up. Thank God. I think we're worn out of this whole deal, because for all this money and focus on Russian collusion, it's like, why aren't we talking about the other collusion that took place, domestic collusion that took place? You know, the cheating, the violation of voter integrity, you know, from coast to coast across our country in 2016. And, of course, it was manifest again in 2018. And nobody's saying anything. I shouldn't say anybody. Nobody is saying, because we know that on our website, if you go to BillMartinezLive.com, right there on the website, you can check for yourself, which must be a shock for people like, you know, the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, times that you know that you know there's no voter fraud. And again, as I say, if there's no voter fraud, you know, why are people getting arrested? Why are people getting convicted if there is no voter fraud? But on our website at BillMartinezLive.com, I mean, there's a plethora of information here that we have provided for you to help you to this end, so that you know, for the sake of pursuing the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, you know, check out the information for yourself. The Heritage Foundation has done an incredible job in citing the election fraud cases from across the United States. If you go to the middle of the front page of our website, you will see it. Heritage Foundation election fraud cases from across the United States. You know, as I maintain, having been raised, born and raised in California, I've seen a lot of crazy stuff going on. And, in fact, I was, you know, in a little bit of a contest with a Republican operative here on the West Coast, and say, look at how could you guys not know that the Democrats had passed a bill that allowed for voter harvesting? I mean, to me, that's malpractice. Okay, so you don't like Trump. I get it. But still, I mean, what are you going to do? If you don't do your job, then you've got progressives continuing to march forward and leading the American people into thinking that, you know, maybe the Constitution is outdated. Maybe what President Obama said before, that it's, you know, it's elastic, and that it should be, you know, we shouldn't take it quite so seriously. You know, did the Founding Fathers really mean that there should be freedom of speech? You know, maybe the whole idea of freedom of speech should be redefined. You know, enter in the era of political correctness, shortly followed by the weaponization of the cultural left to call a foul every time you are insensitive to their feelings and you have used the inappropriate pronoun or other words that they could say that could be a, you know, a problem to their sensitivity. We can't have that conversation anymore, as we've discussed. You know, we've been discussing here, critical thinking, critical speaking is out the door. And it's unfortunate that the bastions of critical thinking and thought and ideas, which have been our college campuses, have been extinguished, you know, replaced by fully indoctrinated, card-carrying, you know, professors that say, thou must think as I think. If not, you're out of the parade, and welcome to a C, and that's the best you can get. This is Bill Martinez, 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down. DrMillersClinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea, now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or DrMillersClinic.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
You have no idea what is upon us now.
What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Back with you, America. Fresh and independent. Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. And as promised, John Milkovich joins us, attorney and Democratic state senator in Louisiana. Now, John, you're not wearing that shirt that, you know, the Saints coach, Sean Payton, wore with Roger Goodell looking like a clown, are you, today, just to commemorate everything that happened to your Saints?
Well, you know, that was a terrible miscarriage of justice. And we've got another yes. one that's even worse going on in Washington. And I think it's about, you know, I'm really beside myself with the corruption that Robert Mueller is getting away with. And yes, Roger Roger Goodell has some probably needs to give some answers, but Robert Mueller needs to give a bunch of answers. He needs to answer a lot of questions.
Yeah, big difference between the two is the people have paid Robert Mueller and company over $30 million for this report, which, according to acting AG Matt Whitaker, looks like things are starting to wrap up.
Yeah, who knows? I do not trust Robert Mueller. The evidence is very clear that he was set on take out the president by whatever means he could, by fabricating evidence, by terrorizing people, by arresting them at before dawn with a bunch of, you know, like stormtroopers. I don't have any insight on or inside knowledge on whether Mueller's about done. But what we have knowledge of, I think all of America, if we've studied it, is that he cannot be trusted with our our next door neighbor's newspaper, let alone determining the legitimacy of the President of the United States.
Well, John, your book, Robert Mueller, Errand Boy for the New World Order, which you and I have discussed many times, I have tweeted about it. I just think you've done is absolutely brilliant, you know, on behalf of we the people in terms of exposing Robert Mueller, because we're told, you know, because of his stellar background all the time, all this good stuff. And then you start, you know, peeling back the onion and you look at what happened with Whitey Bulger, Pan Am 103, 9/11. I mean, it goes on. And Mueller obstructive ways, his commitment to the deep state and operatives in the, of the shadow government. Boy, it smells to high heaven.
Yeah. And, you know, the quick flyover, stop me when I get boring. Hopefully I'll have 20 seconds without interruption. But if I get boring before then, stop me. But, you know, Whitey Bulger was, not only was he running the mafia operation in Boston and killing people, he was protected by the FBI. And Robert Mueller, our so-called mainstream media vaunted law enforcement officer, was serving as assistant U.S. attorney and then U.S. attorney in Boston during the middle of Whitey Bulger's reign of terror. Didn't say a thing, didn't lift a finger, didn't raise his voice. He saw something, said nothing. Pan Am 103, 1988, horrific midair murder of 270 people, and Mueller was sent to investigate that, and what we find is Amid Jabril, the terrorist who had the bomb made, and Mansour Al-Kassar, the Syrian drug lord that helped get the bomb on board the plane, and the CIA officials that gave the green light for the flight to take off, knowing that it was going to be blown up. All of them got off scot-free, thanks to the Robert Mueller method, and of course, to complete the Mueller method, he scapegoats a couple of Libyan intelligence officers who had nothing to do with it. Talked in the book about BCCI. President Bush 41 brings them in to sweep the evidence under the rug because there's billionaire banksters that are bankrolling drug trafficking, terrorism, and illegal arms sales. Mueller comes in, makes sure that they get off with a slap on the wrist, unlike Paul Manafort, who's in solitary confinement for supposedly handling or fraud with the millions of dollars. These people that were dealing with billions of dollars, they all get off because they're part of the globalist establishment that, you know, Robert Mueller is serving.
John, why in so many ways do we have a, you know, you talk about a vortex of such that involves drugs and the CIA, whether we're talking Vietnam, whether we're talking, you know, Pan Am 103. I mean, this was a noted drug route that the CIA had been using. That's, as you point out in your book, was one of the reasons why it was so easy for them to put that bomb on that plane.
Exactly. They the CIA was protecting a Syrian drug ring run by Mansour Al-Kassar that was trafficking heroin from Syria through Europe to American cities. That was protected by the CIA. Robert Mueller had no problem with that. He had no problem with a federal agency bringing heroin to America. He had no problem with terrorists of the CIA being complicit in the bombing of a plane that killed 270 people. But he is mad because apparently people from Donald Trump's campaign were gossiping with a Russian lawyer about Hillary Clinton. Well, I guess he needs to arrest about 270 million Americans, because that's about how many people gossip about Hillary Clinton, including many millions of Democrats and independents.
Well, of course, yes. Well, yeah, but, you know, when you're running for president, and God forbid you get it, now you get it, and, you know, they had to work in their insurance plans, as Peter Strzok said, and here we are, you know, this whole ruse, nothing up my sleeve here, and there just seems to be a consistent theme, and drugs seems to be part of it. I mean, our southern border right now is leaking like a sieve. And one of the big reasons is, okay, we've got a lot of money flowing across the border in the way of drugs and that, sex trafficking and other, you know, illicit criminal activity.
Other
and
toxic,
you wonder.
Poison and destruction for America. I'm sorry, Bill.
No, not at all, John. No, but you're exactly right. I mean, this is all part and parcel here. And you go, okay, what is going on? And where is the Justice Department? Where is the intelligence community? And, you know, everybody in America just seems to be lulled by what the mainstream media is telling them and giving them cover.
Well, you're fighting back. The people are catching on. The people that read our book are incensed, infuriated. And I actually, other than someone who's kind of put up by the liberals to make a critique of the book, I haven't talked to a single person who read the book says, I don't believe that. They're all going, This guy needs to be held accountable. And
exactly.
Of course, we talked about him, his involvement, or basically looking the other way, Waddy Bulger's having people killed and being protected by the FBI, him covering up Pan Am, BCCI, 9/11. President Bush, 43, appoints him as head of the FBI 1 week before 9/11, and within days of 9/11, he's busy flying the Saudis and bin Ladens out of the United States so they can't be questioned by 9/11. He went on to send federal minders to investigative hearings so that a witness would be intimidated about saying what they know about the 9/11 terrorist attack. He sponsored a phony anthrax investigation that targeted an innocent man, so that there is significant evidence that whoever did the anthrax had to be an American government lab with connections to the military or the intelligence. There's nobody else that had the capability to do it. Bruce Ivins didn't have the capability, didn't have the expertise, didn't have the staff, didn't have the time, didn't have the technical equipment. But he gets scapegoated. Here we go, Mueller's operation again. Scapegoat
right.
The innocent, let the guilty go free. Ivins ended up dead. The official story, suicide. Regardless of how he died, one thing that everybody can agree on is that the timing of his death was very fortuitous for Mueller, because his scam anthrax investigation was fixing to have to face the public and judicial scrutiny of legal proceedings, and right when that it was coming to a head, Bruce Ivins ends up dead. And an FBI agent went back and sued the FBI, the guy that was supposed to be running the investigation, said it was a cover-up. Mueller lied,
right,
said
exactly.
It was a mass destruction, so we go to war in Iraq. Mueller goes before Congress and says we need the federal government to spy on every telephonic and digital conversation of every law-abiding citizen in America. So you can thank Robert Mueller for the surveillance state. So people can tell me a lot of things. Just don't tell me he's a patriot. And Bill, this is the question. I want you to answer this for me.
We got 20 seconds left here, John. 20 seconds. Go ahead.
It's Robert Mueller against the American people. Can we stand up as one and put a stop to the deep state globalist swamp that's trying to destroy the presidency and our nation?
Well, more and more with your book, people are getting it and starting to connect the dots to resist. John Milkovich, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Brought to you by Milk Life. Move over, avocado toast. One of the most Instagram foods may surprise you. A new study found milk is one of America's most shared foods on Instagram, and posts with milk express more joy and less negativity than posts without milk. Milk gives kids nutrients to grow strong and helps us refuel after races. But it's also part of life's real moments of happiness, meeting friends for lattes, or digging into mom's famous mac and cheese. Molly Yeh, award-winning cookbook author, blogger, and host of Food Network's Girl Meets Farm, says,
milk plays a starring role in my kitchen in my most cherished moments, like my Blintz baked French toast that I make for my brunch club. Milk is wholesome, nourishing, and real.
Milk is important in the moments and foods Americans love. Share your real moments with Milk on Instagram using hashtag LoveWhat'sReal and hashtag Sweepstakes for a chance to win a year's supply of milk. Visit www.milklife.com for rules and regulations. That's www.milklife.com. Milk. Love what's real.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Midwest states continue to reel from some of the coldest temperatures in a generation. At least 9 people in that region have died because of it. And in Chicago, the mayor, Rahm Emanuel, says,
"This is a historic cold, obviously. But Chicagoans are historically strong and united in the face of adversity, and this cold weather event is no different."
The Northeast and Mid-Atlantic also feeling the impacts of this Arctic cold, but it's all going to get a bit better by later today. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell speaking out about the officiating controversy in the NFC Championship game, a no-call on a seemingly obvious pass interference penalty by the Rams, preventing the Saints from potentially advancing to the Super Bowl. Goodell says they'll look at all possible solutions to the problem, but says officiating will never be perfect because of the human element. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Reminding us of what makes our country great.
I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, back with you, America. 28 minutes. So I knew you were going to do that. You kind of faked me out there one more time. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Hey, we've got the counterculture mom back with us, Tina Marie Griffin, former Hollywood actress and star, and of course an activated mom on behalf of we the people and our kids and our families, keeping abreast of what's happening culturally. Give us a warning, because it is so pervasive out there, to stay on top of it, and we're so grateful for Tina and her commitment and all the hard work she's been doing on behalf of our kids and keeping them safe. Hey, Tina, how you doing? Happy New Year.
I'm doing great. Happy New Year to you, too. That music you have playing right at the beginning, I all of a sudden find myself dancing here at the kitchen table. I'm like, that's really funny. So you get me in the right mood before I get on.
Well...
Taking care of business. I'm like,
yeah, a little TCB stuff. I mean, going back, that's it. I love it. Well, Tina, Kate Hudson is in the news, and she announced that she was going to raise her baby girl to be gender neutral. And I guess now she's, I just read something last night saying that she's kind of changed her mind maybe. What's going on there?
Crazy. I'm supposed to know about that stuff before you, but thanks for keeping me in the loop. Last night I was trying to fend off other rappers who were attacking our kids. That's good news if she's changing her mind. That's so weird that you say that, because yesterday I was doing some other radio program, and as I was looking at the pictures of her dressing her genderless baby, I'm like, man, she's still putting her in dresses. She had a bow in her hair in one picture, a cute little red dress in another. So that doesn't surprise me that you're telling me that news today. All to say, I think the thing that's kind of shocking is so many people today look to celebrities as the leaders instead of God's word. And so if they want to be in hip and cool because the celebrities are saying it's the genderless thing is a cool thing to do. A lot of people decide to do that as well without looking at the consequence of the poor kid that's involved in this. And once again, it's wreaking havoc on the way God designed us to be, either XX or XY, male or female, he created them. And so it's really, God does not want confusion. He is not the God of confusion. He's the God of clarity and focus. And Satan is the one that likes confusion and division. And so it doesn't surprise me that this is going on in our culture, but I never thought I'd see these headlines while I was on the earth. I really haven't. So we've got to pray for her that she makes the right decision with raising her daughter.
Well, you know, Tina, I just wrote a commentary about this. I mean, what this all comes down, I mean, we've been talking about it for a long time, it seems, you know, the war on religion. But now more than ever, it seems the progressive left have totally become unhinged. And they're, you know, the curtain's pulled back now. We've got states, you know, you got Virginia now. We had Hawaii, starting out with Hawaii, you know, their progressive stance on abortion. New York high-fiving, jumping up and down for all that went on. And all that is, it's in the face of God and God's people saying, you're not the boss of me. And that we can do as we darn well please. Well, look at your choices have consequences. And what you have done here in terms of, you know, exalting murder. And also, you know, which is real clear because, you know, Kermit Gosnell, who's in jail right now for murder, the very thing that he's in jail for, the state of New York says, no, that's not a crime any longer. Right. And of course, Planned Parenthood, let's not even talk about Planned Parenthood selling baby parts. They don't go to jail, but David DeLighten, the guy who reports it, goes to jail. So how crazy is this?
It's so crazy. I just met David again a second time in a year. I met him at the pro-life march. I was just there 2 weeks ago. I've been in the air, and I met him there at the Stork Ball, shortly after the Stork Ball, with Joe Baker, a friend of mine, that has Stork buses throughout the country, like 48 buses now where people can get on these buses, get an ultrasound done, and they change their mind.
I love what they're doing.
I love it. But I talked to David there, and I'm just like,
right,
that.
Exactly.
Ringer. It's so backwards, Bill. It is absolutely backwards. But even with these laws being passed, each and every one of us will suffer the consequences if we decide to go through with what the law says. But we have to still look at our actions are the ones that God is going to care about. And if the law exists but no one gets an abortion, well, then so what if the law exists? We all have to stand up together and stand up for life.
Well, exactly.
But it's sad. Mm. It's sad when I see...
But the fact of the matter is here...
Yeah, and he has a smile on his face, and he's signing it into law. It makes me question, like, is this guy possessed? Like, how can you sign a law knowing you are literally saying it's okay to kill babies? I can't wrap my head around
it. Well, and the thing, and I'm right with you, and there's many of Americans who cannot. But, you know, the thing is, the change happens within God's people. You know, God's people have to wake up to see what's happening. And sadly, what has gone on here is that many people who call themselves Christians have participated in abortions. And because of the shame that they feel about this, some, and dealing with this issue, it's crushing to them. And they somehow isolate themselves and feel like, okay, I just can't deal with this, so I'm just going to go along to get along. And the church is being called. I mean, we've been calling out the moral majority to speak up again. And it's not that you speak up because you're perfect. You speak up because you're experienced and you're forgiven and you understand that we serve a forgiving God. But if we ignore that and somehow forget it, then we play into the hands of these people that are going down a dark road. They're going to fall off an abyss, and we're going to just sit there and say, well, I guess I'm okay because I still go to church on Sunday, and God, between you and me, we're good, aren't we? Is that how this is being done?
I here's a crazy story to reiterate what you just said. I was at the Women's March the very day after the pro-life march, plus all the secular stations were saying 100,000 people showed up for the pro-life march. That is a complete fallacy. Over 600,000 people. It was like a sea of people And I was so, the energy in that crowd with Ben Shapiro speaking, I was speaking from the stage thinking, I got to come every year. We're taking our kids next year to teach them what it means to stand up for life. And there were tons of kids there. Loved it. The very next day, I went to the Women's March. Very different feeling. Two girls pulled me aside and said, can you take our picture? Well, I had a pro-life shirt on, you know me, in the middle of women's rights, you know, my body, my choice. And they were chanting this over and over again. But I lovingly went with a pro-life jersey to try to have some conversation with people. One lady kept spitting in my face. She's probably mid-20s, couldn't even get three words out. And she's like, I don't care how many babies I kill. So we had a wild conversation there. I tried to get, you know, I told her I was praying for her, which I still am today. Two other girls came aside and say, can you take our picture? And they saw my pro-life jersey. So they said, well, you probably don't want to take our picture. I said, no, I don't mind. Long story short, in a three or four-minute conversation, it led to me asking them lovingly, God was prompting me to ask, are you guys part of Women's March because you've had an abortion in the past? And they were, like, probably 30 years old. One girl's like, I can't believe you're asking me that personal question. I don't have to answer that. The other girl started to cry, Bill. Started to cry. Her friend grabbed her arm and started pulling her away, and I grabbed her other arm, you know, gently, and I said, I want to let you know that God forgives you. Ask for forgiveness. Forgive yourself, but don't let that be the reason why you're a part of the Women's March. Because so many women in that crowd, Bill, I know it, have had an abortion, and they're looking to justify their actions instead of dealing with the pain, the guilt, the frustration, the anger, and using what happened to them, either forced abortion, because many women are forced to get an abortion, or not, and just didn't know, or did it because they didn't want the baby. But then just, you know, get forgiveness and share with other people, like you just said, so less women are hurting.
Exactly. Well, and that's the thing, Tina. If you really care about what these women are going through right now, these champions of women's causes and reproductive rights, and again, I question, you know, what right do we have in God's economy or in God's way that says, you know, your right is at the expense of another? It doesn't work that way. It never has, never will. But until we really want to understand the truth and throw the lie back to where it belongs, we're going to continue to be overrun by this incredible mindset and continue to murder our unborn children.
From Sky Pass Entertainment comes The Least of These, The Graham Stain Story.
The law states that no person shall convert or attempt to convert any person from one religious faith to another. And yet not one missionary has been charged.
When speculation mounts that a local missionary is converting locals to Christianity in India.
Leprosy is the veil behind which Stains operates, the tool he uses.
A journalist must choose between his own ambition and the truth.
You bring me evidence of illegal conversion, I'll give you a permanent position.
One day I'll find the proof of him converting the tribals.
We can't make any mistakes.
They have this law for a reason.
I know. We must pray.
Based on the incredible true story.
You can still write the truth.
What is the truth?
Write about the work, not about me.
The Least of These. The Graham Stain Story. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters February 1st with a special sneak peek Thursday, January 31st. For theaters and tickets, go to theleastofthese.movie.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Translating the goo goo and the gaga here because we got the counterculture, Mom. We're trying to keep you safe here. That you know, and sometimes that's what it sounds like in our culture, goo goo and gaga, and it's insane, is it? Is it not?
It definitely is. It's like, you know, when I was a kid back in the farm, 15, 16, what were my choices? I did Elf, Perfect Strangers, and MacGyver. Mm. You know, the worst thing that would happen is, you know, some bad guys would go down because they robbed the bank. But, I mean, this is completely night and day different 15, 20 years later. And the thing is, I just spoke at a school 4 days ago, and the kids were totally on board with me. They were cheering, and then when I shared them something that they didn't know about a celebrity, that they were a hypocrite in some way, or here's they're really promoting but selling to their kids, I would hear, like the kids were frustrated, mad. I'm like, okay, they totally get where I'm going with this message. But the thing is, Bill, these kids grew up in a time where they didn't know MacGyver. They didn't see the clean commercials back then. They didn't see where marriages were promoted and children obeyed their parents on Leave It to Beaver and that kind of stuff. So it's pretty wild. So I know the ministry is here for a reason, and poor parents are like, what do we do about all this chaos?
Exactly. Well, Tina, back in those days, we were taught to think. We were encouraged to think. Now, you know, kids are taught to just, you know, sit in their seats as still as they can and be indoctrinated. You know, it's all handed out to them. And adults the same way. I mean, they're all being conditioned with 8-second sound bites by the mainstream media. Critical thought is out the door. And because we're not asking these important questions, we're not realizing, you know, as I said earlier, the war on religion that's taking place. And it's clear that God will not be mocked. We're going to reap what we sow. The chaos that we have happening throughout our culture, it's the result of us becoming unhinged from those core, you know, morality values that anchor us in the truth. And so now we want to see things according to our own eyes, our own opinions, celebrities' opinions, more important, trumping everything, and then you're exposing the celebrities for their hypocrisy and, you know, the venom that comes out of their minds and their mouths, and whether it's you know, it emanates out of the music they create or the movies they make or any other contribution to culture. It is all the same thing. It is about indoctrinating our children.
It totally is, Bill. And when Hollywood first started, you know, decades ago, we had a lot more Christians involved in producing, writing, directing, acting. So we saw quality TV shows back then. And then the last 2 to 3 decades, if you look at the history of Hollywood, a lot of those people left, which is such a bummer. It's why I encourage people, if you want to get into film and TV and you're really strong in your faith and in the Lord, you know the Word of God, get out to Hollywood, because that's why I went out there. We need more people that are going to create positive entertainment. Now, 20 years ago when we watched TV shows and there was a guy doing drugs, he would either die or go to AA, get help, that kind of thing. And they show the consequence of that. The problem we got now is so much entertainment out there, which I don't even consider entertainment. Parents are up in arms. They see the issues because these entertainment, these programs don't show the consequences. They now glamorize these behaviors and their kids are suffering as a result. And a lot of parents can't keep up. That's why I have Counterculture Mom. I have the app that people can download and get my notifications every week so they know what to run from and what are great programs. And that's why we have the free parent media guide, which all they have to do to get that is text the word guide, G-U-I-D-E, to the number 444-999. And they will be put on my weekly newsletter list and get a free 4-page PDF guide that has thousands of entertainment options that are positive that secular media will never pump out. So parents love that guide. And they get plugged in. I don't know if you want to touch upon the sex education show, Bill, but it's absolutely
That was my next question. Let's go ahead and deal with Netflix and you know, sex education on Netflix of all places, right? Not at home, not with parents. Let's turn on the tube. Let's look to Netflix to be our sex educators.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, at least they're very clear with what they address in the show by putting sex education as a title. But my main concern is that Series 1, Episode 1, that just aired January 11th, so we're talking a mere 2.5 weeks ago. In the first 30 seconds, Bill, we have a full-on porn sex scene. I am not joking. No one's covered up. No clothing on anybody. With the graphic sounds and scene, and it's between two teens, and I'm not kidding, half of a scene for like 10 seconds is just the chick's chest right in your face. And it made me so angry because, first of all, nobody should be watching this content. But second of all, if a mom's busy cooking in the kitchen, her back is turned for 2 seconds, her 7-year-old kid is flicking through Netflix for a fun cartoon, which are not many on Netflix that are clean, and they go, oh, what's this little program? They can't even read the word sex education. They click on it, and it's 30 seconds in the first season, purposely done, by the way. There is a sex scene. The poor mom's not going to be able to turn around fast enough to have that kid not see what he saw.
Exactly.
And it's sad because these shows shouldn't even be allowed to be on TV if you have laws passed saying no sexual graphic content for kids under 18, and yet these shows are pumped out. And this isn't just one red flag for Netflix. There's like 20 shows, Bill, that I've talked about in the last 3 weeks.
Right. Well, and Tina, the thing is that when we were growing up, there were restrictions. Those restrictions are gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, just like abortion, you do as you darn well please. It doesn't matter. So this is why parents have to be so doggone vigilant. Let's address this new dance trend that has gone viral. What's happening here?
Yes, I want to talk about that. I one last quick thing while you were talking, like, wow, this is an aha moment. Sex education pushes sex. What happens? Kids have sex. If there are how many studies are out there encourage them to have sex, then what happens? They get pregnant. Then who makes the money when they have an abortion? Planned Parenthood.
Of course. Sure. Oh, yeah.
It's a big, nasty beast. Scary trend in children's dance. On my blog, counterculturemom.com, which the whole website's going to have a new look in about a month. I can't wait. I have 17 writers now because I can't keep up with the topics moms want addressed. I put this up there about 2 weeks ago. It is 82,000 shares, almost 83,000 shares, and most of that happened in the first 7 or 8 days. Tons of web traffic. My website actually crashed, and here's why. I knew when I needed to post this thing because a lot of moms are now getting their kids involved in dance in the beginning part of the semester. So January was a big month to get their kids in dance because I just put my kids in dance, my girls. But this story was written by a friend, Mary Bodden from California, who has clean modern dance and teaches dance for the sake of dancing, not advertising your body. So this whole thing is a wake-up call because so many dance competitions today for 7, 8, and 9-year-old girls, Bill, require that they dance to very risque sexual lyrics while wearing lingerie. I kid you not.
Wow.
That's the new trend. This happened out in California, my blog, where you can read about it. But that's why, morning moms, you got to watch what kind of music that dance place uses for even their practice. And the place I just took my girls, praise the Lord, it's a Christian dance place, but they're no one.
Right.
They've, 3 years in a row, they've been number one dance place in the state of Tennessee. So quality, modern dancing, but at the same time, no sexy moves, just clean music and cute outfits that cover their bodies.
Is it just me, Tina, or, you know, am I just old-fashioned here? I mean, judges watching young girls dancing in lingerie and being provocative? I mean, that's pretty kinky, I think, huh?
It totally is. And the other thing is, it's teaching the young girls, first of all, who knows who's in the audience? It could be a pedophile in the audience or a dad that's trying to not be turned on in some way, and you have these young girls. That totally causes people to think thoughts they shouldn't have. And then you have the girls on stage doing this, thinking that that's the only way they're going to get attention. If they're getting cheered, applauded, and getting given awards for dancing and dressing like that, what happens as a result, you know?
Well, of course. Yeah, well, you keep upping the ante, and
yes,
it starts getting more and more extreme. Lady Gaga, huh? Claiming to be a Christian now?
Yeah, that's a joke. I had to laugh out loud at that one. Been researching her for two. I mean, this isn't a joke. She really said she's a Christian, but it's a joke that she thinks she is. I've been researching her for two decades, at least. I've been reading up on her and seeing what she's pumping up for music videos. I tell kids, you can't trust celebrities. You have to trust what God says. And let's compare what her lifestyle is compared to Scripture. Now, when she wears a crown of thorns and she mocks Christ in the Judas video and kisses and makes out with Judas on the back of a motorcycle that got millions of hits in her video, she is saying over and over again in the video with her lyrics, I love Judas, I'm in love with Judas. Well, Judas is the betrayer of Christ. She was glad that Judas, you know, caused Christ to be crucified and basically turned him in. And she is glamorizing that and yet says she's a Christian and she's slamming Mike Pence, who obviously is everything that a Christian should be like. So actions speak louder than words. Lady Gaga is also into a lot of demonic activity with spirit cooking. It's really disgusting. She goes to blood drinking parties in New York. I mean, she is far from Christian. We have to pray for her, because she said in many interviews that she's attacked in the middle of the night. She literally had to have someone sleep with her, a friend of hers sleep with her, because she would be tormented with nasty, horrific dreams during the middle of the night for her.
Wow.
So we gotta pray for her.
Well, absolutely, and continue to pray for our country, because if we do not reconnect with the truth, and if people of morality and people of faith that know the difference do not stand up, the moral majority must come out and push back on this insanity that is enveloping our country. Otherwise, we're going to lose this totally for the next generation. Tina, remind everybody how they can be in touch with you. We got 10 seconds left.
Yes, counterculturemom.com. Download our brand new 4 CD series today, Hollywood Exposed. It's phenomenal. Counterculturemom.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case.